On today's show, the UAW got a pretty good deal with FCA. Pickup trucks are helping the Detroit automakers gain share in California, and Volkswagen is exposed as a cheater. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily for September 21st of 2015. The UAW released the details of its contract with FCA over the weekend, and it looks like it got a pretty good deal for its members. All of them will get a $3,000 bonus just for signing the contract. Entry-level workers will see their compensation go up by over at least $25,000 over the next 4 years. Legacy workers will go up by $19,000. But by hitting targets for quality and profits, all of their compensation could go up by an additional $4,000 to $13,000 over the life of the contract. The profit-sharing formula pays each worker $800 for every 1% of profit margin. But if the profit margin exceeds 8%, additional bonuses kick in. UAW workers will also get 64 paid holidays, which works out to 16 holidays a year. Now, that's what the UAW got. Automakers rarely publish what they won during contract negotiations. But one thing we did learn is that FCA is going to move all of its passenger car production out of the United States and down to Mexico. Its U.S. plants will now only make trucks, crossovers, and SUVs. We've been reporting for over a year that hybrid sales are dropping fast in the American market. Well, guess what? It's not just in the U.S. In Japan and Korea, hybrid sales are tanking too. Hybrid production in Japan is down 29% compared to last year, and that includes drops at Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Subaru, and Mazda. And you know, when you see a global downturn in one specific segment, you know, something's going on in the marketplace. So my question to you is, why are fewer car buyers turning to hybrids? If you think you know why, we sure want to hear about it. Coming up next, Detroit's automakers score big in California, while Magna looks to reshore business from China.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
Import brands dominate the California market, but the Detroit automakers are starting to make inroads thanks to the popularity of their pickup trucks. Through the first 6 months of the year, registrations for GM, Ford, and FCA in California are up more than 14%, while the import brands are up 10%. The Ford F-150 is the top model amongst pickups and SUVs in California, and the Chevy Silverado in Colorado are helping to conquest Toyota owners at a higher rate in the Golden State than nationwide. The Detroit automakers also have been introducing more high-trim models of their pickups, and those have been a hit in California as well. And the trend is expected to continue thanks to rising employment and a strong housing market, both of which are good indicators for pickup sales. For the last several decades, manufacturing has shifted from developed nations to emerging markets, but could that trend start to reverse? Don Walker, the CEO of the supplier company Magna, just told Reuters that the falling cost of automated manufacturing could shift production from low-cost countries back to Europe and North America. A study from the Boston Consulting Group found that the total cost of manufacturing labor will drop anywhere from about 20% to 30% by 2025 in countries that use intelligent robots. Coming up next, Volkswagen is exposed as a cheater, and that's going to hurt the company badly.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, We like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Volkswagen is in deep trouble in the American market. Last Friday, the U.S. EPA and the California Air Resources Board accused the company of cheating on emission testing. They say VW developed software that recognized when its cars with 2-liter diesel engines were undergoing specific procedures for emissions testing. Once the software recognized it was undergoing the test procedure, it would change the engine calibration to minimize NOx emissions. But in normal everyday driving, the EPA says those diesels would emit anywhere from 10 times to 40 times the limit. Oxides of nitrogen, as they're also called, lead directly to the formation of smog, and that in turn causes respiratory problems in humans. Now think about this. Volkswagen must have discovered that its diesels did not drive that well if they met the NOx standards. So it devised a scheme to cheat the system. It had software engineers develop the algorithms to recognize the test procedure and change the engine calibration. It then had to test that software to make sure it cheated the right way. And then it had to validate that software to install in all of its engine computers. And this went on for at least 6 years. As a result, VW now faces a potential fine of $18 billion. I doubt the fine's going to be that big, but it is going to be a whopper. The company's stock price plummeted 23% in trading earlier today, and Volkswagen announced that it's going to immediately stop selling Audis and Volkswagens in the U.S. market with 2-liter diesel engines. So now we need to know, who made the decision to cheat the system, and how far up the chain of command did this go? And we need to know, where else did the company decide it could cheat the system? I got the feeling this story is far from over. I'd also like to hear your thoughts on this situation. You know, I hate reporting stories like this because this gives the automotive industry such a bad name. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thank you for making AutoLine a part of your day.